This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the heads of higher educational institutions to take new steps in the field of artificial intelligence. President Murmu made these remarks during her inaugural address at the two-day visitors' conference, which began at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. The president said, the heads of the institutions of higher learning have a crucial role in achieving the goal of establishing India as an important center of the knowledge economy. She emphasized the need to pay significant attention to research along with education.
शिक्षण के साथ साथ शोध कार्यों पर भी बहुत ध्यान देने की आवश्यकता है। शोध कार्यों के संबंध में मैं ये कहना चाहूंगी कि शोध कार्यों की सार्थकता उसकी नवीनता उपयोगिता और व्यापक प्रभाव में होती है मैं आशा करती हूँ कि भारत के उच्च शिक्षण संस्थान स्थानीय क्षेत्रीय राष्ट्रीय चुनौतियों का समाधान प्रस्तुत करेंगे
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in three post-budget webinars tomorrow via video conferencing. These webinars are being held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy missions and regulatory investment and ease of doing business reforms. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The webinars will provide a collaborative platform for government officials, industry leaders and trade experts to deliberate on India's industrial, trade and energy strategies. The discussions will focus on policy execution, investment facilitation and technology adoption, ensuring seamless implementation of the budget's transformative measures. The webinars will engage private sector experts, industry representatives and subject matter specialists to align efforts and drive impactful implementation of budget announcements. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on an official visit to the United Kingdom and Ireland from tomorrow. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold discussions with his UK counterpart David Lammy and will meet several other dignitaries. During his two-day visit to Ireland, Dr. Jaishankar will meet with his Irish counterpart Simon Harris and other dignitaries. India and Belgium today discussed the possibility of defence engagements in the Indo-Pacific, particularly in the maritime domain. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a meeting with Princess Astrid of Belgium and Defence Minister Theo Franken in New Delhi. During the meeting, they discussed ways and means to enhance defence industrial cooperation between the two countries. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh welcomed Belgian investments in the defence sector. He suggested that Belgian companies can play an important role by expanding their footprint in India and integrating Indian vendors into their supply chains. More women in India are seeking credit and actively monitoring their credit scores. This was stated in a report titled From Borrowers to Builders, Women's Role in India's Financial Growth Story, launched by Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. According to the report, the financial awareness among women in India has increased by 42% from the previous year, with around 27 million women monitoring their credit till December last year. The report shows that women's share of the total self-monitoring base increased to 19.43% in December last year, compared to 17.89% in 2023. In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav today inaugurated the 42nd Senior National Rowing Championship at the Boat Club of Bhopal, the City of Lakes. Wishing good wishes to the players from 27 states participating in the competition, the Chief Minister said that the government is making every effort to promote water sports. In Bangladesh, protesters today burned the effigy of the Home Affairs Advisor Jahangir Alam Chaudhary and demanded his removal from post, alleging that he tried to justify the recent attack on two girls in Dhaka. Bangladesh Against Rape and Oppression, a platform of women from different walks of life, Monday demanded resignation of the advisor at a protest rally held in Asad Gate area in Dhaka. In men's cricket, India will face Australia in the first semi-final of the ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In the pre-match press conference today, Indian skipper Rohit Sharma expressed confidence, emphasizing that India's approach in semi-final against Australia will remain same as their previous three games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.